We are meant to be good for God and good for other people.
God calls us to wholeheartedly live for Him, to love people in the way that is truly centered on others. Ladies, today on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliot shares another lesson in following the Master, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about preparing for old age. A lady wrote to Gateway to Joy asking for suggestions on how to use her time. She's an old lady. And I'm so grateful to my dear friend, Alma Griffin, who answers much of the Gateway to Joy mail. And so, because Alma wrote such an excellent letter for this lady, I thought I would just read it to you. The first few paragraphs I will leave out because they were personal to this lady. And then she says, "Many retired people today are just sitting back and taking life easy, socializing, shopping, eating out, and just passing the time of day. But thank God for those of you who have real purpose for living. Your opportunities are limitless. I'm sure there are lonely people in your retirement community, and perhaps those who do not have many friends or family close by. Perhaps there are those who are just wanting a friend, or who need a smile or a word of cheer. As you go to the dining room each day, may you offer a helping hand or words of encouragement. Remember that whatever we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." That's a quote from Colossians 3:17. "Your very presence and helpfulness can make somebody's day. Perhaps there are those whose vision is limited. You could arrange a time when you could read or visit with them about what Christ has meant in your own life and how His faithfulness has brought you to this point. What a delightful time of life to just strengthen the greatest ministry that you can have. No doubt you have developed a rich prayer life through the years. Remember that prayer can touch the world. It's hard work, but so powerful. Many people would rather do anything but pray, and they sit and waste hours on TV and other things when they could be praying and seeing God move in the hearts and lives of people. Perhaps you already have a prayer list. Enlarge the list to include many more names of people and their needs in particular situations. Write letters to your missionary friends and assure them of your prayers. Pray for them in their ministry. Ask them for specific requests and ways in which you can remember them in their work. Also write to mission organizations and get their monthly prayer bulletins, which usually list prayer requests for each day for some particular missionary in some part of the world. What exciting involvement as you enter into the ministries of other people and actually go into all the world to preach the gospel through prayer. We're living in urgent times. Through prayer, the gospel can reach the ends of the earth, and the word of God can be freely preached in power, touching the hearts of people. In the days and months ahead, may you just continue to saturate your life with the word of God, even in the night hours. When you are unable to sleep, may you meditate on the Word of God or get up and read from the Scriptures. One evening, we had a 95-year-old man over for dinner, and he sat at our table and quoted whole chapters from the Word of God from memory. What a memory he had. He was rejoicing in the Lord, and his whole being was radiant. Many people today are living in fear of the unknown future. May you have opportunity to remind people that life is short. Well, that's Alma Griffin's advice as to how older people can use their time. I gave you the suggestion of writing out your memories. If you can't write your memories, you could tape them. Get somebody who knows how to manage a tape recorder and just sit there and talk to your grandchildren. That is a fascinating kind of a memoir to leave. I have only one tape from my dear old Uncle Tom, but what a treasure that tape is. I have several tapes from my parents. I have a tape of my father imitating his bird calls that he was so good at. I'm so thankful for these legacies. Think about what you could be doing in preparing for your old age. If you haven't learned to amuse yourself and be quiet and thank the Lord and pray, as Alma Griffin suggests in her letter, before you get to the lonely stage and the helpless stage, it's not going to be easier at that time. This lady to whom Alma wrote is 83 years old. She said she has 4 children. She's a widow. And each morning she said, "I ask the Lord to help me use my time wisely." She was living in a studio apartment, getting her main meals in a dining room. "There are times," she said, "when she feels lazy." I'm sure some of you know what that's like. Well, there are all kinds of fruitful and helpful ways in which your life can be broken bread and poured out wine for somebody else. We're no good to ourselves anyway, are we? We are meant to be good for God and good for other people. So learn to see every period of life as a segment in the continuum of the will of God. Every period of life as a segment in the continuum of the will of God. If you have a birthday coming up, do you dread it? Do you try to forget it, skip over it? Or do you think of it as a period, the end of one segment and the beginning of a new one, a new year, an exciting year in the will of God? Are you learning how to accept change? For most of us, change is not easy. In that beautiful hymn that I read to you the other day by Anna L. Waring, there's this line, "No change my heart can fear." The title of the hymn is "In Heavenly Love Abiding." No change my heart can fear. I had a letter from a former missionary filled with feelings of guilt and failure. She felt that her missionary work was useless, that now the door was closed, her middle age was finished. She didn't know what to do now. Remember that one closed door means another open door. If old age is my portion and my cup, as I read in Psalm 16:5, the Lord assigns my portion and my cup, then old age is an assignment, isn't it? Are you willing to accept the assignment of the God who loves you so much? The God who loves you with an everlasting love? It's a comfort to me that God assigns my portion and my cup. Old age is a segment. George MacDonald wrote, "No place henceforth shall I count strange, for every place belongeth to my Christ." Have you recently moved into a retirement home, perhaps? You're living in a lonely little room with most of your furniture somewhere else. Somebody else is using it now, and you just have this one little room. "No place on earth henceforth shall I count strange, for every place belongeth to my Christ." Then I had a letter from a single woman who was finding adjustment from missionary life to life in the U.S. very difficult. She said, "I'm finding it very difficult to stop looking backwards and to be open to the changes that God has for me in the future. I have thought of you often and spent today rereading several years' worth of your newsletters that my mother has saved. I'm wondering if it was also a struggle for you to leave the mission field after having put so much of your life into accepting and fulfilling that call. How could you know and be sure when you were no longer called? Did you also struggle not to look back?" Change is not easy for most of us. She says, "I don't know how clear I'm making myself, but I'm at a serious crossroads in my life, and it's confusing trying to discern God's will. I think the enormous change in culture is a complication. I really do want God's will for my life, and I know that it will be for my good. I just don't know what it is." Well, that raises the great question of the guidance of God, a subject that I've talked about many times on this program, I do believe with all my heart that the shepherd is not going to make it difficult. He certainly is not going to make it impossible for us to discover the next step. And only one step is needed. You take that one step of obedience. Pray that God will open a door if a door has been closed. Pray that God will make clear to you what your duty is, and simply move forward. In Psalm 63, I read, "Thy true love is better than life. Therefore, I will sing thy praises. And so I bless thee all my life, and in thy name lift my hands in prayer." I don't know of any better preparation for old age than recognizing that God's true love is better than life. Are you facing death? His love is better than life. "Therefore, I will sing thy praises." Try singing sometime. "And so I bless thee all my life, and in thy name lift my hands in prayer." May God give us grace to prepare calmly, thankfully, sensibly, and reasonably for that segment of His will for our lives, which is old age. God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.